Greetings. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Conscious vulnerability is an advanced expression of a mature self. When a person comes to the place in their life where they can consciously and openly share the shadows of experience, the episodes of failure and fear, the ambitions set in the frame of hope and dreams, then they have shown us the best of themselves. For leadership, this is an oft-neglected essential consequential leaders ought to possess and express. It displays a truly centered self, a humble confidence born from a life perspective littered with both failure and success, brokenness and wholeness, and a gracious acceptance of life as a gift to be shared. At Design Intelligence, we have the privilege of spending most of our time with leaders. We're honored so many leaders invite us into their space to dialogue, share, and speak into any number of topics. Each of these exchanges are opportunities for the giving and accepting of gifts in the form of relational discourse. The ones that have the most meaning to me, well, those are the ones marked by conscious vulnerability. For example, I conduct a regularly scheduled appointment with an executive from a large organization who begins every session with, "Okay, Dave, I got a list to cover today, so I hope you're ready." Well, he then starts with the most pressing issue, tells me what it's all about, discusses the multiple dynamics surrounding it all, and he always concludes with something like, "So the reason I'm telling you about this is that I'm not sure what to do." Sometimes he says, "I'm not sure if what I'm feeling about this is legitimate." And sometimes he says, "I just wanted to tell you about this and hear what you'd have to say." He's operating from a core of humble confidence. This leader knows he doesn't know and is open to outside input. He's consciously vulnerable, yet operating from a center of trust rather than a self-protected suspicion. So that you know, this leader is highly effective, driving a business generating a few hundred million dollars of revenue and yielding record-breaking profits year over year. You see, it's not the business of the business he's concerned about. It's his desire to lead effectively over a long period that keeps him up at night. He's focused on the people, the organization that's following his lead. And to him, that's what's most important about the work that he does. As we've grown in our relationship, he's become openly vulnerable about his personal life as well. His adult children are of particular concern to him, and so each time we talk about how he's relating to them, when he's been overbearing or too opinionated, and how best to posture for acceptance and encouragement. You see, this leader is a life leader, not delineating an artificial line between his professional and personal spheres. Though different in expression from one another, his conscious vulnerability coupled with an openness to receive input and take action accordingly will stage him for success across his entire relationship continuum. So many of the leaders we interact with have yet to step into this place of conscious vulnerability. I suppose they've been burnt along the way, and so defense mechanisms abound. But wouldn't it be fantastic if they could get to this essential place? I wonder how that would translate into how they run their businesses and the wholeness of their relationships. So how's that working out for you? What's inhibiting you from being open, vulnerable, and trusting? It's worth the effort to explore this and maybe make what could be the most meaningful changes ever in your leadership effectiveness. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.